I'm sure most people watching this will have some idea that China has dominated the steel industry for the past couple of decades, but in this video, I want to take a closer look and ask to what end. First, I was interested to know what the costs of steel production are. I found this from a website called steelonthenet.com, the average per ton costs of producing steel. To make this simpler to see, I've converted all these numbers into percentages. As you can see, the two biggest costs are iron ore and coal, which account for 60% of the total, with another 20% going to variable capital costs consisting of other materials like fluxes, ferroalloys, and so on, and another 7% going on steel scrap. So that's 87% of the total cost on raw materials. For some reason, people seem to imagine that labour and energy are the big differentiators here. But as you can see, they account for only 9% of the total costs, with the remainder going on transportation. China appear to pay all of these prices. We know this from the dollar revenues of their top importers. So, for example, in iron ore, China buys $45.21 billion from Australia, $18.7 billion from Brazil, and then smaller amounts from South Africa, India, and Iran. China also buys $10.7 billion of coal from Australia, and then sources the rest regionally from countries on its doorstep, like Indonesia, Mongolia, and Russia. So China does pay the market rates for raw materials. You might imagine that it can get its per unit cost down through cheap labour, but that is no longer the case. The average factory worker in China now earns $3.50 an hour. That's five times the rate of a factory worker in India, on par with workers in Portugal and South Africa. To give you an idea, the same worker in Sri Lanka is paid just 50 cents an hour. So cheap labour does not give China the edge it once did. If every ton of steel costs $412 to produce, around $25 of that must go to labour. In fact, using raw numbers and the guideline of 6% of costs on labour, I calculate that China must spend in the region of $24.6 billion on steel workers. There are 280,000 Chinese steel workers, and if you simply divide the total spend by the number of workers, we get an estimated average salary of $87,963. This might seem wildly high, but if you look at the latest estimates from 2019, it looks quite realistic considering the trend of wages rising by 12.5% every year, year on year. I should note, however, that this is largely because they have been cutting jobs. I believe in the region of 400,000 steel workers have been cut in the past few years. But this would make sense as their production processes become more capitalistic and roundabout, or in other words, more capital intensive and less labour intensive. It stands to reason that a skilled steelworker who is now more productive would earn a commensurate amount. Anyway, I acquired these average prices for Chinese exports across eight different types of steel, taking the numbers for March 2020. I have averaged the eight types to give an aggregate per ton price for Chinese steel. That's $494, which is about 20% above the average cost of steel production, according to the earlier numbers. It seems that around 20% margin is normal in steel production, so these numbers are at the very least in the right ballpark. Now, this is where things get interesting. China produces 996 million tons of steel every year. If you convert that to a dollar amount using our $494 per ton average price, that's $492.191 billion worth of steel every year. But China only exports $48.4 billion of steel every year. So what is happening to the rest of it? Well, they consume 900 million tons of steel themselves in infrastructure projects on which China is currently spending $7.5 trillion every year. That's right, $7.5 trillion on constructing buildings, roads, bridges, and whatever else. To put this into perspective, last year, China's total exports, that is all products, everything in the shops with made in China on it, everything, came to $2.5 trillion. So China is spending three times more than its total exports on infrastructure. In fact, total Chinese GDP is $13.6 trillion, which means they are spending the equivalent of over 55% of their total GDP on infrastructure. Now, I don't know about you, but to me, this seems like total madness, and the sheer scale of it might allay some fears about Chinese economic dominance. This is Keynesianism gone mad. If you want a deeper dive into this, my friend Radical Liberation recently did a whole 2-hour live stream on it, and I've linked it in the show notes. Be sure to like this video and subscribe, and if you really like my content, maybe consider joining the channel or donating or maybe even buy a mug. I am grateful for all of your support. Now get out.